can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind.
It's gonna be... Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And all the ships at sea.
He missed the lead. You missed the lead in David.
I know. I was waiting for my music, and well, again, I got disappointed. But welcome to Live, Laugh, and Be You, our host.
Okay. Now we have dead air.
No, we don't. We've got Linda laughing. How does it get any better than that? And what are all the possibilities? And we're going to find out here on this Live, Laugh, and Be You.
And that's what we're doing. We're living, we're laughing, and we're being
we're being silly.
Where's Audrey? Audrey.
Dave Laskowski and Linda Laskowski in Kansas City, co-hosting with Audrey Lynette out in lovely California. So we've got the middle of the country and the West Coast, and we're going to have, believe it or not, we're going to have a very exciting show for you today, and we can hardly wait to present it. So without any further ado, because probably we need to hand this off to our host, who can make a little bit more semblance of order than David apparently is. Audrey, how are you today?
I'm fabulous. I always enjoy leading off with laughter. How does it get any better than that?
That's right.
It's so cool. All of us are laughing. It was really funny. It's like, what else is possible?
I can almost hardly wait for the replay. I just want to hear how crazy it was.
We always hear the music go down, and then we know when to talk. We had no music.
Well,
you had to follow your
playing,
but
so.
I was over here dancing with no music.
Yep. Good day for our aluminum foil hats.
Yeah.
Obviously, there must be yet another solar flare going on.
Okay. What do you got for us today, Audrey?
Well, I'm sitting out. The view I have is of this amazing cherry blossom tree sitting out the front of my patio. And it is so full, so early, that all I can see is pink. How does it get any better than that?
It's got to be beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Well, we do have the white ones here because it's almost... Yeah. Been pushing 80 degrees in Kansas City. The year of no winter. I hope the plants don't get too confused. Excellent. The cherry blossom time.
It is a cherry blossom time, yes. I'm sure that nature's probably a bit confused, as we all are, especially with our topic today. I know when David asked me what we were going to talk about, and I've been having lots of questions about bodies and, okay, it's great to have relationships and money, and how do we handle our bodies, Audrey? It's like, okay, can you share a bit of that? And when I looked at, well, what will we talk about, and the first thing that came out was conscious embodiment. How does it get any better than that? And I've asked a few people what conscious embodiment meant to them, and most of them had that glazed over look and looking at me going, you want me to respond to that?
Yeah.
How does it get any better than that?
Yeah, the guy at the gas station was probably never going to hear that.
Exactly. So, however, for me, it's something that, especially the last 10 years, and we all have it, we just haven't acknowledged it. And it's what we see in nature all the time, you know. It's like whenever you go outside and you're with nature, how often do you feel better once you've just been out there and allowed yourself to be, like just to be still, to be quiet, and allow the world around you, the universe, the plants, the wind, the sun, the ocean, to just bathe you in its energy?
Mm-hmm.
How does it get any better than that? There's a peace and a stillness, etc. So it's like everything around you is gifting and receiving to you.
I see.
Uh-huh.
There's no requirement. There's no have to. There's no, it's going to cost you if you breathe in this air. There's no judgment that if you don't receive properly, then it won't be gifted. It's that knowing that you go out there and there will be air. Okay, it may be filled with different particles that you may not wish to inhale. However, most of the time your body knows how to take care of that and move it through, so you're not really put in any position other than gifting and receiving energy and space, air, and peace. How did it get any better?
Yeah, it's like watching a beautiful sunset. Nobody has to buy a ticket for that. You can just sit there and drink it right in and enjoy it and have a very high confidence that tomorrow you can do the same thing.
Yes, yes. Well, and do you notice how I'm just having a spacious time in this 10 seconds? Forgive me, I was like, oh, I went outside. I hope everybody else is going there too. How does it get any better? The energy that conflicts with that is when we go into judgment. And one of the ways in which we speak about through the access classes, etc., is if when you look at nature, does nature judge who it's going to give fruit to and who it isn't?
No.
Yeah.
It just gives fruit.
Yeah, it just gives fruit. It gives it without judgment, without you're good so you can have fruit, you're bad so you can't have fruit. It just keeps gifting and receiving everything that we give it. It's just gifting us and receiving it without that judgment. And that's part of communion, you know, gifting and receiving. We put the explanation of what conscious embodiment was, and it's being in communion with all things. Communion, the way we speak about in the access classes, is gifting and receiving everything. Being willing to receive everything without judgment, and being willing to gift and be without judgment, too. How does that sound?
Sounds pretty good.
It almost sounds like nirvana, because I think probably a lot of our listeners feel quite isolated. And in spite of the fact that we have Twitter and Facebook and all these social networking things and emails and cell phones and all this other stuff, I think folks have gotten to the point, maybe always have been, probably always have been, a sense of separation from nature and from one another. So this is a spot-on subject today.
Yeah. Well, even it's one of the things that I recommend to everybody that I work with. It's like if you'll allow yourself 1 hour a day to actually be outside, or it doesn't even have to be outside, but allow you to be without any have-tos, shoulds, better, I can't, I won't, I don't want to. It's sort of like allowing yourself to just be space. You can do whatever you choose in that hour. And if you take 10 minutes of that hour to actually be outside, I know if it's incredibly cold, well, make sure you rug up, or there may be circumstances, or even if you just look at the outside and allow yourself to be in communion with that, gifting and receiving all that it has to offer. I know the earth would love us to be receiving everything that it offers without judgment. And what would it be like for you to be able to receive the energy that's available already and just receive it for you? What would that be like? And that's a whole, you can get into a lot of discussions about that. So just for today, though, I'm asking you, what would it take to have 10 minutes of your day where you were just outside in the space of being you and receiving or perceiving everything around you? It's like when we talk about consciousness, is consciousness is awareness of everything, judging nothing, and then choosing. Awareness of everything, judging it, and then choosing. So really, that's what I'm asking you to do, offering, suggesting that you do, is you be outside, have awareness of everything going on around you, judge none of it, just let it go past. Isn't it interesting that the bird just pooped on the side of the street? Isn't it interesting that the birds are flying and there's a funny tinge in the air and it's an interesting point of view? And then choosing how and what you do next, awareness of everything, judging nothing and choosing.
Sort of like that rock in a stream, huh?
Yeah, the rock in the stream, where you're able to be an allowance of everything that rolls over you, and then you can choose.
Mm-hmm.
doesn't mean you're a doormat. It doesn't mean you stand in front of a car or somebody hurling at you. You, in awareness, you can see that it's coming and step aside. Mm-hmm. Or you can choose, in awareness, you can choose how you react, whether you react and smack them in the nose because they're hurling at you, or that you step out of the way and they run past. I know that was a funny graphic with all that, peacefulness. I mean, you know, that's what it seems like.
When I was growing up, well, I'm still growing up, my uncle used to always tell me, if you have a problem or you perceive you have a problem or you think you have a problem, go outside and plant some flowers. And I never realized when I was small what that meant. However, after I started getting my teen years, I understood that when I would get really upset, I would go outside and I would dig in the dirt. I'd plant flowers or I would just dig sometimes. And I always felt better. So
nature taking care of you out there, Miss Lynn?
Yes.
Yeah. How does it get any better than that? My sweet husband, it's like he's a gardener during the day, and even on the weekend, he can probably last a couple of hours inside, and then it's like, I really got to go, honey. It's like, okay, darling. And then you see him, he's out there, and he might just be sitting on the grass. Well, he doesn't sit very long. I'm usually the one that sits on the grass, but he's usually in there saying, hey, this place could really do with a weeding. And he just starts playing in the garden, and he looks at you with his big, huge grin, and he's peaceful and at ease again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's like the earth is gifting and receiving you all the time. One of the things that when people say to me that they're really stressed, it's like, okay, well, go and sit yourself on the beach. Put your mm-hmm. feet in the sand, put your hands in the sand, and be there for as long as it takes for you to get a sense of peace. And it's like it's the sand itself, like the earth was doing with you, Lynn, feeling better. It's allowing that energy to be, and the earth will take care of you. How does it get any better than that?
Well, she is a mom, you know.
She is a mom. She's
and moms
very good
always up. Kiss boo-boos bye-bye.
Oh, honey, that's awesome.
You know. we live in the middle of 14 acres, and I will go stomping out into the middle of 14 acres just whenever, if mm-hmm. I really have a big upset.
Mm-hmm. Being outside.
Yep.
Yeah. Allowing, and it allows more space for you to be in communion, allowance of it, where you're just being it without judgment.
Yes.
How does it get any better than that?
Yeah.
What else is possible? And that's the energy I'm describing that we all have had moments of that where you're outside and you see something incredibly amazing and you just stop and you're like, wow, you're filled with a sense of peace, and you're filled with a sense of ease, and surprise, gratitude, that amazing sense of gratitude when you see something so spectacular. And so just recall a time when you've seen that, or been that out there in the world, and perceive that in your body, what that allows for you when you be that. I have a friend, he has an office, and he has this huge picture of a palm tree and this sandy beach, and there's just this crystal clear water, and it takes up probably about 3 foot by 3 foot wide. It's a big picture, and it sits up there in his office. And whenever I go there, I'm like transported. It's like, oh, and whatever I may have come in the headspace that I was in, looking at that picture, allowing that to be there, I can feel layers of gunk that I just carried in from the day or stuff that I've been trying to figure out dissipate mm-hmm. with ease.
I think people don't realize how much energy and time they put into doing rather than just being. I know we have the luxury of if we shut all the outside lights off in the middle of our mile worth of property with no lights around, we can almost sink right into the Milky Way above our house, looking into the stars, and then you watch a meteor or two go by, and the deer will come wandering through, and all the little critters. There's so much going on that we kind of know is going on, but we're so busy doing something, or we're a slave to the clock, that we just don't take that time. We just don't relax. We don't chill. We don't enjoy.
Plus, I think some people think that you have to live on an ocean front like you do, or on 14 acres like we do. You can get peace and joy going outside no matter where you're at.
Yeah. Well, it's that allowing yourself to go out, and that exercise that we did last week where we talked about expanding you out to the outside edges of your infinite being.
Mm-hmm.
You know that one where we expand your awareness, again, that word awareness, to the outside edges of your body and the outside edges of the planet, and then the outside edges of your infinite being. And those who are listening had a real, and you guys were having a real sense of space with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a similar thing. You can do that in a room full of people and do that exercise, and that in itself is being conscious embodiment. It's allowing you to be without having to do anything and to receive everything. Like in that spaciousness, you're allowing yourself to get off the tension and the stress and the solidity and give yourself some more space, aka peace,
mm-hmm.
when you get that. So yeah, so when Lynn was saying you can get it anywhere outside, and I realized you can also get it, which is where the way I function with my body, is I'm always being the space, or as I say to people, expanded out, so that my being, which when we did that exercise, it's like, David and Lynn, did you find that it just went on forever and it didn't actually end?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So could you imagine taking that energy and shoving it in your bodies?
No. It's too big.
It's too big, yeah. That you, the being, are so big that you, to keep it contained in your body, to keep on your body, okay? It's like when you're being the energy of worry or concern or judgment about how you got to be the way you are with your body, or what's wrong with your body, or why is this happening to my body? That's like trying to cram that wonderful infinite being into that body and then slamming your body with those points of view all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's wrong with me? This isn't working. Ah, I'm too fat. Ah, I'm too skinny. Ah, I'm too old. Ah, I'm too young. Ah, ah. It's like each one is trying to cram that being into your little body. So what if you could allow yourself to be that space again? So all of you that went with me on that, go out and be the space again. Go and find the outside edges of your infinite being. And for anybody who may be having trouble doing that, please know it's just a practice. All you do is you sit there and you expand your awareness. It's like put your attention on your outside edges of your body. Then you put your awareness a foot outside in all directions around your body. So you're actually putting your attention outside of your body. Then you put your attention outside of the room. You expand it out to the outside of the room that you're in, or the building that you're in. And then you put your attention to the outside edges of the planet. Like you take your awareness, attention, to the outside edges of the planet. And then you give yourself space to go and look for the outside edges of your infinite being. Now, infinite stands for unlimited space. So you being can go on forever. And you're putting your attention out there. And you notice each time I say attention, you're taking the tension out of your body and letting it go each time. So instead of putting your attention on your body, you're putting it out there with your being. And David and Lynn, are you feeling more relaxed now?
Oh, yeah, that's always
I'm making your head go to mush, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's a little like 5 minutes in the car, and I'm driving.
Hey, no, I don't fall asleep all the time, most of the time.
Okay, we got a 93%. Okay.
But that's why you put her in the driver's seat. Then you have it.
Yeah, she's awake.
You know, it's a control thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Pocket pod. Here we go.
When you were doing that, it kind of reminded me of the hokey pokey. You put your left foot in, you take your left foot out. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, don't put that song in our heads, Lynn.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Not in.
What was it called?
Okay.
Earworms.
White fluffy clouds, little pink rabbits. No, hokey pokey. There we go. How does it get any better?
Okay. I just be quiet over here.
Never, Lynn. Never. You could never be quiet, my darling.
No. In a beautiful way. She figured me out so fast, David.
She may be really quiet on the radio, but in her head she's just screaming and screaming. Beings in other dimensions are going, somebody get that woman a coffee.
Do you wait until we're on the radio for all this,
oh,
David?
Yeah. Yep, all my pent-up frustration.
Yes, my goodness.
It gets to be, well, it's when you're quiet, you can get a word in.
Wait a minute here.
I'm all the way over here, David. You have her after.
I'm going to leave a mark, I can tell. Yeah, don't forget, anything that you talk, anything that comes out of your mouth, Audrey, I'm still here. You're 1,000 miles away.
I do believe I've just been tag-teamed.
Yep.
Yep.
How does it get any better than that?
Well, we're going to find out here.
Yeah, real
about
quick.
About 40 minutes, yeah.
But, you know, but even though your head might be busy, your body has a sense of, it's really cool. I'm glad we got to say this, because this is a fun way. This is what we deal with all the time. We're quiet, but everything else in our body is still moving.
Yes.
And a lot of the time our head's going, woo, 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 woo. Lynn has one of the fastest revolving doors of ideas that can go on. And you can see her sitting there and her eyes are spinning, but she's going, wee, wee, wee. It's like, okay, catch those things as they come out. Yes. It's a wonderful gift.
Oh, now you're calling it a gift.
It's a gift, it's a burden. Here we go.
Okay.
You're gifting and receiving, my love. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear the truck backing up right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's the short bus, but that's okay.
Oh, what else is possible? Woo-hoo! But even when you be space and all that stuff is swirling around in your head, nature is one of those ways, being outside in nature, that can let it go through. Because even if you allow yourself to take those 10 minutes to stop and be quiet, all those thoughts running through your head, it gives you an opportunity to just become the observer. It's like Lynn just did then. We were being silly and she just observed and went, okay, I see what's going on here. I'm being tag-teamed here. This is funny. She got to look at it, observe it, and then be light with it. And that's even that stuff in your head, what if you didn't make it significant and didn't put your attention on it, that you too could allow it to just move through and not to have control or affect your life and your living. It's like a lot of people say to me, I love having my bars run, and then when I need them again, the thoughts start happening rapidly again. And it's like, yeah, are you putting your attention on them once again? And what if you could just take a moment to be quiet and I'll be still and just allow them to be there and not make them wrong, not try to do anything with them and not try to figure them out.
It's an excellent exercise, let's say, between today's show and next week's show.
Yeah.
And if you have any of our listeners have any observations, please feel free to email us at livelaughandbeyou@yahoo.com. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear your comments, but just taking 10 minutes every day and being conscious of what's going on around you. And outside is a great place to do it. You know, even, you know, you don't have to take notes, you know, you don't have to break into small discussion groups, just, you know, the sky is blue. Wow. It's a nice warm day and the sun is feeling good on my skin. And look at I've never noticed all those birds or my neighbor's flowers, or
you know, this, that, and the other thing, or the fact that the roof needs some repair work, or, you know, just being here and being conscious of what's going on around you, then you realize that you actually have choices. You know, I can be upset about this, or I can be calm and relaxed. You know, sort of the fundamentals, FUN-dementals, of live, laugh, and be you is always knowing that you have choices. And if you're conscious in your life, you can always make a different choice. Always, 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 always be able to make a different choice.
Yes. I love it. I love it when you come out with things, David. Woohoo!
I taught him everything he knows, you know.
Where's your hand in right now? I know.
And you know, this is such great news that I will have so many choices at the end of this radio show.
Oh, David, let me know how you go, honey. What else is possible?
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you. That was beautiful, David. That was.
Please don't even call in on the cell phone and out on the car in the car someplace else.
Yes.
And what you just described, David, then, too, was that it includes everything. That's the embodiment part of conscious embodiment. Embodiment includes everything around you. It's not just your body. It's actually everything around you is included in that. And you as the being are connected to all of it. You're connected to all things. So when David was saying that you'll be there for those few minutes and you just be the space, and then you may have the awareness that, oh, that roof requires fixing, or, oh, wow, I see that hole under there. That's where the possum's getting in, or, oh, wow. It's awareness can show up for you of what else is going on around you that may have been yelling at you, calling you, needing your attention, saying, hello, here we go. So all those places in which you've been asking questions or putting it out there for the universe to give you a response, in that 10 minutes, you may get the awareness of what it is the universe is gifting to you so that you can have everything that you desire or like and have it show up.
Yeah, this reality, they kind of, one of the buzzwords they use for that is that's your aha moment, mm-hmm. where if you just get quiet and shut the bleep up, maybe you'll have an opportunity to let a few answers show up. Because heaven knows we're all asking plenty of questions.
Yeah, yeah. And allow them to show up. The awareness, what you require or what might be needing attention or even to what you can do next. Have you ever had that moment where you take your attention off something that you're trying to sort out and all of a sudden you'll be doing something completely different, unrelated, and you'll go, oh, that's what I can do, blah, 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 blah. And you know exactly what you require to do for that situation. But you're focusing somewhere else. You're not putting your attention on the problem, and the solution or the awareness shows up to assist it.
Sure. Let the universe do its job. Let the computer that's between your ears do what it's supposed to be doing and kind of let everything synchronize. And if you're really, really quiet, like you're saying, just be observant, and lo and behold, there's your aha moment.
Aha moment. And what would it be like? How does it get any better than that? I'm excited. Do we need to have a commercial break or anything like that? Because
we can go a few more minutes here.
Yahoo! I love it. So I know people have been asking me about bodies, and this is one of the beautiful things that I've shared with a lot of people these days about how they can have the aha moments with their body as well. Not just your everyday life, but also with your body.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take what we're talking about now, you know, being in the space, having peace, taking your attention off your body, and just receiving from the earth, just receiving the nurturing, the care, the gifting and receiving that the planet and all around us is offering, if you'll be that with your body, you can get the aha moments that your body is attempting to give you with her signs and signals. And one of the best ways I've described communicating with your body is like a newborn baby. It's like when you hold a newborn baby, how many of you have held onto a newborn baby and go, what do you require? And it's screaming at you. And you go, what do you require? So you go, do you require your diaper changed? No, that doesn't work. Okay, do you require to be patted? Okay, do you require to eat? Do you require to be driven around the block? Do you require just to suck your thumb? Do you require your pacifier? You go into asking questions of what the baby, the newborn baby, may require. And then all of a sudden there'll be a peace with the baby and you know you got it. It's similar absolutely with your body. Your body doesn't sort of say, well, some people it does, excuse me, can you pass the salt? I could do with some salt now. Or could you please do this? That'll assist my recovery. Or would you mind eating that now because it'll make us feel healthier? It will be giving you signs and signals, which is a lot of information. And you've probably all been there where the baby's crying and you have no clue what it is and you just want to give up. It's like, no, I just don't want to do this anymore. I quit asking questions because it's just not happening. It's just not changing. How does it get any better than that?
And how many people will get up in the morning, look in the mirror, mm-hmm, you know, in the nude and go, gosh, that's saggy and that's too gray and I don't like my haircut and I don't like this, I don't like that and the other thing. Yes. If we were just not judging ourselves and went to the question, well, let's see, I don't like the way my hair is cut. What would it take for me to be able to find a perfect haircut? And let it go at that. Just not go into judgment, not make a big deal about it, but just put it into the question and be very conscious of what the question is and don't judge yourself for it. I bet probably in 72 hours or less, you're going to find a magazine or somebody in a supermarket or some friend of yours is going to go, wow, you know, there's this new haircut out there and you could go to your beautician and have that all taken care of. That's yeah, exactly how it happens in our life. I mean, almost on an everyday basis when we just get out of the way and put it into the question, all these interesting things start showing up on a regular basis.
Yeah. And that in that gem of information that David just gave, what I was talking about was being able to ask questions to get the aha moments or the awareness, is if you ask the question, what will it take to dot, 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 is a question that you can use. So that's the tool in there that he said, what will it take for me to have a full set of healthy, vibrant hair? You know, I have asked my body to have full, beautiful, flowing hair. I had a lot of hair fall out with the different surgeries, etc. So I'll ask, what will it take for that? Now, the beauty of it is you've asked the question, and as David said, you may find that somebody will say something about a new conditioner or say something about a hairdresser, and you get this, your ears perk up and you go, oh, what did you just say? That could be good. Can I have that number? And if it gives you a sense of joy or a sense of expansion or space in your universe, then it may be your body saying, hello, look at that over there. Hello, hello, you asked me, what will it take to have healthier hair? It's over here. So it
yep,
gives
and
you
that little reminder about light and heavy.
Mm, absolutely. Yes. No, don't worry, sweetheart. I'm coming.
I thought you were coming around the corner on that one.
I was. I love it though. And so what David's saying, the light and heavy, it's like whenever something is true for you, it's gonna make you feel lighter, expanded, probably joyful. It's like if I for instance, Lynn, you love to come up with ideas and put them into action.
Yes.
How does that make you feel, honey?
Great. Puts a smile on my face because I know it's true.
Yeah, makes you too. Okay. So you're always talking, always interrupting, and you hate being quiet.
Well.
Well, sometimes.
Well.
But did you feel the
crunch? I'll get back
with
you on that.
Yeah. But do you notice how it sort of made the energy sink and tank?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I thought you were going to give me another compliment, and
yeah,
shut me right up.
But it actually isn't true, because I've watched you walk around the kitchen, incredibly quiet, and allowing those awarenesses, and you don't have to say anything. You allow that to happen. So here's another one that I usually say. You're ugly and full of crap. That was easy. And she's also sticking her finger up at me, which is an energetic flip-off in that 10 seconds.
Yep, our host is number one in our list.
And you have two of them, so I'm twice.
That's right.
How did you get
better?
Yeah, he has backup today.
Yeah, another tag team.
Yeah. Yep. Energetically, you're like, huh? And then you're like, I'm playing you now. Rrr.
Yes.
Or as they do in Avatar. The women get all... Every now and then, you just can't get words out. So there's nothing like a good Avatar in at your husband. And he just bursts out laughing now. Like when I get, I can't, this isn't working. And he just bursts out laughing. He says, I hear you, honey. But okay, I digress. But that energy of you just knew that it wasn't true and it made you a bit cranky, because whenever you're told something that isn't true, so most of the time you'll get, that isn't true. So if something makes you feel lighter, it'll make you feel expanded, joyful, and peaceful. It's a truth for you. If it makes you feel heavy, contracted, or then it's a lie. And that's something that, if you apply that to your life, it's a tool in access, and it's one of the first tools that I actually heard when I was introduced to the tools in Australia 10 years ago, was if something makes you feel lighter, it's a truth, and if it makes you feel heavier, it's a lie. I was like, huh? And I remember sitting there, and it was like my life was flashing before my eyes, going, well, I knew that wasn't true. When the doctors told me that I would never work again and I'd never walk again without pain, I was like, oh, see, it wasn't true. Oh, and then that whole energy of looking at things from does this feel light or heavy to me? Does this feel joyful, expansive, or contracted and sad? And all of a sudden people would say to me, how did you know I was lying? It was like, it didn't make me feel light. Sorry. Like, my brother was scared of me after that. He goes, I'm not talking to you. You just know things. I'm like, yeah, because I can tell when you're not telling the truth anymore, because it's making me feel heavy.
One of the benefits of becoming conscious is that, a good example of the heavy and light is that everybody knows, well, probably most people know what it's like to have a police car pull up behind you, and then when he turns the lights on and you know you're going to get pulled over, that heavy sinking feeling. Mm-hmm. And then if you just get a warning and you get to drive away, how light you feel.
That's a how does it get any better than that moment,
well,
David?
We're talking from personal experience a couple days ago.
Not that anything happened on 24 Highway up near Lexington, Missouri. As we were both sitting there chanting, how does it get any better than this? And what are all the possibilities?
Yeah. Well, that's a useful thing, you know. How does it get any better than this, and what else is possible whenever you get the tank feeling, okay?
Yeah.
Just because something that's being said or done or you're experiencing makes you feel heavy, it doesn't mean that you don't have to react to it in a adding more fuel to the fire, like getting more upset.
Yeah.
You have a choice. And like what David said, how does it get any better than this, and what else is possible? Or we shared another one to you, what's right about this I'm not getting?
Mm-hmm.
And what next? Simple, how does it get any better than this, and what else is possible? There are so many stories around the world of people using these tools that we could have a plethora of them. That was a beautiful down-home experience from David and Lynn.
Yeah.
How does it get any better than this, and what else is possible?
I even destroyed and uncreated my relationship with that nice officer.
How does it get any better than that?
Yes.
Then that's the thing that you can do in that beauty of being that conscious embodiment. We're talking about being conscious embodiment, is being aware of everything around you, whoa, it feels like it's tanking. That energy David described, the police officer behind you tanking. Okay, so how does it get any better than this? What else is possible? What will it take to have ease here? And the officer gives you a warning and says, okay, well, just next time be aware. Thank you, officer, I will be aware. And you're in conscious embodiment again. How does it get any better than that? What else is possible?
Sometimes when we drift off, that's when, you know, car accidents happen and silly things happen to folks, is because you're living your life unconsciously and you're wondering why all these crazy things are happening, or you're driving off a bridge or a cliff or something crazy is going on. Every time I get onto a commercial airliner, I really want that pilot and co-pilot to be as conscious as possible. You know, I don't want them being unconscious, and they know that. That's why those professionals are that way. So it doesn't matter how important your job is or how mundane you think it might be. You'd be really surprised on how much better your life will become, at least from my personal experience, by living it consciously rather than unconsciously.
Yeah. And how does it get? One of the ways is by including the questions in your life rather than just coming up to the completion with the answers. So with that exercise we just gave you of, if it makes you feel lighter, it's the truth, or if it's heavy, it's a lie, it's like, how does it get any better than this, and what else is possible?
Mm-hmm.
And if you apply that to everything, like I applied it to everything that I ate from then on, if something made me feel lighter and had a joyfulness about it, whatever I put in my mouth, if it gave me that sensation, I was thrilled. If it didn't, I quit eating it. And it sometimes was mid-meal. Halfway through, I'd have a few bites, and then it stopped being fabulous. I stopped eating it. And in a very short period of time, my body's size started to shrink. And you all know the story that within 9 months of me doing that, I actually had shed 100 pounds.
That's a lot.
A lot.
That's a small child. That's a 10-year-old.
Yeah. It is. Woohoo! How does it get any better than that? And by following that, if it makes me feel lighter and it's joyful, etc., there was more to it. I had my bars run, etc., but that was one of the tools that I used. Whenever I applied it to anything, if it felt expansive to wear a garment, I wore it. If it felt expansive to move, I did it. And I would ask my questions, would you like to walk? If it felt light and fun, I did it. And all of a sudden, where the doctors had told me that I wouldn't be allowed to walk, I wouldn't be able to walk without pain, I made improvements. I walked when it was light for me to walk with my body and when it brought joy. When it didn't, I asked, how does it get any better than that? And what will it take to have ease with movement? When food didn't taste good, what would it take to know what my body actually would desire to eat right now? Or the question, do you require to eat body? So I'm showing you practices that we've been talking about already on the different shows, and how you can begin by applying it with your body and everything that you do for it as well.
Yeah, next time you're in a restaurant, you're looking at a menu. Let's say you wander off to Olive Garden and you're looking at everything that's on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just asking the question, what would you like to eat today? Maybe it'll only want salad.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it would like a bowl of ice cream. Maybe it's just biscuits. Maybe it's a full-blown meal. Maybe your body actually requires maybe more protein today than normal because you've had a pretty rough week and your body's trying to rebuild itself. You know, mm-hmm. as an herbalist, when I work with clients, it's always in the question, eat until you're full or eat until you don't feel that it feels right to you. You know, whatever that might mean for a person, heavy or light, sometimes you just push the food away or get a smaller portion or split a meal with whoever you're having lunch with. It doesn't always have to be a Thanksgiving Day dinner.
Or dare I say, be willing to leave the food on the plate.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
That's a big one, especially when you were taught that you all the starving children in the world and you had to finish everything on your plate. And, you know,
And you're hiding the broccoli under the plate.
Well, you know,
here's a way to look at it, Lynn. Are you willing to waste in order to have a waste?
I am now.
Yeah, because if you're not willing to waste, then what you're not, you'll put it on yourself and your body, and
yes,
it becomes waste.
Yeah.
And so be willing to waste in order to have a waste.
Now, I have a question about the heavy and the light, because
mm-hmm,
this was asked to me by a client.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying that she was asking, this is how she was phrasing the question,
mm-hmm,
do I want this? And she was always going with yes, and she came in and told me that it wasn't working for her, and I said, well, how are you asking the question, and what are you asking it of? Well, she was asking of a hot fudge sundae, some potato chips, some pop, and she was asking, do I want this? And I said to her, well, your brain is always going to want it. Does your body require it, though? I said, why don't you try asking your body, do you require this bowl of ice cream? Well, she came back like a week later and said, this isn't any fun because it keeps telling me no. So you have to ask your body, right? You have to ask your body, not do you want.
It's funny because you were going to ask me a question, and I'm like, what's the question, Lynn?
All I want is a bowl of ice cream now. So thanks a lot, both of you.
I have to be like, you going to ask me a question? Huh? No, what are you? That's a really good question to ask. Well, if you can't think of any other question, I'm going to give you how to ask your body. If you don't have another question, ask, what question can I ask here that will create a different possibility? What question can I ask here that will create a different possibility? And just by asking that, you're already opening the energy up for a different possibility. So
okay,
what question can I ask here that will create a different possibility? Now, with your client, whenever you speak to your body, yes, body, do you require this? It's like, I want to give everybody the example of it so they have that analogy. It's like if you were talking to a newborn baby, you're probably not going to get yes or no. You're going to have to see whether it feels light or heavy for them to for that choice. So when you ask your body, do you require or desire this? And you always ask yes and no questions with your body. Always yes and no, because you're going to have light and heavy as the response. Is it light and heavy? Yes, no. Light and heavy? Yes, no. You'll get into the habit of getting a sense of what it is. So, body, do you require this? Yes, no. Body, would you require this? Yes, no. Now, let me share with you what the two things the lady was doing, and you were correct then. One of them was want. When you say, body, do you want this? In dictionaries that were pre-1945, and we use a lot of that through the classes of access, because they have a more vibrational truth to them, the words of the meaning, is want has 27 meanings to lack. So when you ask your body, do you lack, say, do you want this, you're saying, do you lack this? It's going, uh-huh, I lack it.
Yep.
I got no ice cream in my tummy.
Uh-huh.
I must be lacking it.
The other thing that occurs is that most common people say, would you like this? And when you say like is actually a judgment. Like and dislike are actually polarized points of view. They're polarized judgments, like or dislike. And the thing with your body, which you may not know, and I was thrilled to find out, is your body doesn't judge right or wrong. It just goes, when you say like it, it doesn't actually like or dislike it. You, the being, however, have your likes and your dislikes.
Mm-hmm.
So be aware, also asking body, would you like this? And that's another, I think that's another radio show unto itself, and
yep,
we will do that the next couple of weeks.
perhaps maybe using the word require.
Yeah.
Do you require a salad today? Do I require a hamburger today? Do I require a steak?
Require gives your body more of a truth for it to respond to you. I just wanted to address something, though. You noticed Ellen was talking and laughing about the sugar. If you have any judgments about anything, please know that we don't have a point of view about whether you eat sugar or not.
No,
I don't.
No.
The thing is, and as body workers, we actually perceive when it is a body requires it and when it doesn't require it. So we've seen a lot of that occur. So please know, if you have a judgment about the sugar or whatever it is you're eating as well, that it's good for you or bad for you, it can create some judgment in your universe as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have any about it. It's just awareness of what your body would like. And I know I said like, because I'm used to saying that. See how it's so easy to say?
Sure.
I like that, I dislike it. But does your body require it, yes or no? And with all of us, I think we're all in agreement, aren't we, guys, that if you ask your body what it requires, it will let you know. And that's a way you can open up to more awareness for what's true for you, for your conscious embodiment.
Absolutely.
You know what I found? You know what I found? Well, I guess it was kind of mind-blowing for me, because usually in the morning when I get up, I use my almond milk, which is unsweetened, and I put in my fruit powder, which is all, it's called ProBerry, and all my vegetable powder. And I have that in the morning as my shake. So I started doing the Body Do You Require This, and it kind of really shocked me, because I even held the product and said, Body, do you require this morning? And the body said no.
So
I put it down, and I went through about four or five things, and the body finally settled on two scrambled eggs. And I thought, oh, my gosh. And so I just let it go. I thought, well, I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to, you know, judge it or anything. So it was about 2 days later, I asked the questions again with my protein drinks. And that morning, the body wanted it. So now I ask every morning, and some mornings it wants it, and some mornings it wants scrambled eggs. So, yay!
Yeah, we're starting to get a little close, so let me wrap up with some commercials, and then, Audrey, you can take us out, okay?
Okay.
We've got a couple commercials. Audrey is going to be offering a Access Bars class, March 17th in Santa Barbara, California.
St. Patty's Day.
And an Access Energetic Facelift class. I understand that is a remarkable class on March 18th in Santa Barbara, and we're going to be offering Access Bars class here at Viable Options in North Kansas City, Missouri on the 18th. And if you go to accessconsciousness.com and look up facilitators, or you can go to classes, there are a plethora. We've used that word twice today, a plethora. There's three of classes being offered off of that website. You can stop at Audrey Lynette's website, which is Audrey Lynette, LYNETTE.com, all one word there, and find out a little bit more about Audrey, and you have some contact information there also, or you can stop at viableoptions.com or acofkc.net to find out all the wonderful things that we do here at Viable Options in North Kansas City, Missouri. So that's the commercial breaks. Hi to everybody at BeVogue. We just have to always say that in Independence, Missouri. Audrey, why don't you take the last couple minutes here and maybe kind of wrap a couple of thoughts up if you can.
Woohoo! How does it get any better than that? I know. I've had a lot of fun with today. These are concepts that I've been facilitating around the world for years, getting people to know that that you can have allowance and ease with your body. My body is my best friend now after years of using these tools that I've used today, and I hope it inspires some of that for you as well. If you have any questions or you'd like to know more about that with the bodies, please let me know, because I'm more than happy to share this information. As I say, everything that I share on the show I've actually used, and I'm willing to support you and your usage as well. How does it get any better than that? What else is possible?
Yep, we have an outstanding webpage at bbsradio.com, And there's some additional contact information. Our radio show email address is livelaughandbu, all one word, at yahoo.com. We welcome comments, questions, thoughts for future shows. We entertain all those wonderful opportunities, and we'd love to hear from you. Well, I think we're just about out of time. We are out of time, so if our lovely board person would be more than happy to take us out musically, we would appreciate it. Everyone have a wonderful week, and we look forward to seeing you next Tuesday, same time, same place.
We'll be seeing them, honey. We'll be hearing them.
Well, in my mind's eye, I see every one of them, and those two guys over there on the left, you're in big trouble. Wait till we get off the radio.
Bye, everybody. Have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks. Bye.